the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Edwards went on to say, I really believe he thinks there's still some good things I can do, and whatever happens with this legal stuff going forward, what I'm hopeful about is all these kids that I've seen, you know, in the poorest parts of the country, some of the poorest parts in the world, I can help them. So let me go back here again. You went from cheating on a woman dying of cancer to helping poor children in one paragraph. It's hard to do. Man is good. Look, here's my take on this. John Edwards should not have been convicted. He's a scumbag, but not a criminal.
That's Talk Show's Chip Franklin, who doesn't think John Edwards should have been found guilty because while he may be a scumbag, he's not a criminal. The aftermath of the John Edwards trial, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the list for the week ending Friday, June the 8th, determined by the folks at Talkers.com. The number 9 item of the countdown this week is Facebook Junior. Host Monica Jay and Ross Mitchell talk about whether Facebook ought to officially allow children to use their website.
We try to look at the kids as young adults and give them more responsibility, give them more, you know, say in what's going on. But for a long time, Facebook said, no, yeah, this is more of an adult thing. But how many kids lied about their age to have a Facebook page or even two, you know, one for friends and one for family, so mom and dad logged on or something? Sure. Well, now Facebook wants to give preteens, you know, they're going to open up the age limit and let them get on Facebook as well.
And possibly so they can sell them games and things, too.
Is this a good idea?
Yeah, who knows? So that's what we asked. Should preteens be allowed to participate in Facebook with parental permission? And Ash writes in, really? And how are you going to police that?
Well, Becky writes in this morning, I know a few preteens already on Facebook. It's not hard to lie about your birthday when you sign up. What bothers me is the pictures that they post and the things that they say. Of course, a few of them have two pages, one for friends, the others for family.
Just as you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas writes, no, these kids already have enough electronic influences in their lives. Don't give them another reason to sit in front of a computer or text on their phones instead of being kids and getting out there to play.
Well, Megan writes in this morning, I've been on here since I was a teen or whatever year Facebook started, but before this was MySpace. Mm-hmm. It depends on the teen, how well they obey their parents. Maybe if Facebook made a thing so parents can get automatic emails of whatever their kids are chatting about or posting, and no teen could have a profile unless linked to their parents. Oh, that's a good idea, Megan.
Well.
And then, again, who knows if that works since, well, you got liars everywhere.
And as Ann says, like I said before, how can you police that? It's up to the parents to be aware of their kids and what they're doing. Somebody else suggested, you know, made the distinction between parental permission and parental supervision.
You know, there is a big difference.
There is.
Between that. And, you know, I'm just curious because, obviously, I'm not a parent, so this isn't something that I have to worry about. But if Facebook were around when your kids were, like, 13 or 14, would you let them be on Facebook?
Probably not. Probably not.
Well, I think kids are just, especially down in that age, I hate to say this, but they're too trusting.
I don't know that I would have had to deal with that because my children are boys now are pretty much stick to themselves, and it's nobody else's business what they do and what they're doing. They really don't care if people know about them.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're 13 or 14 and if you've got insecurities and you're trying to make friends or whatnot, you know, you could get some person on there who is posing as a kid and they're actually adults. You've got the threat of pedophiles or just even the simplest questions. You know, like, hey, are your parents home?
That's true.
That opens up the door.
When do they go to work?
Yeah, my babysitter's here with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that opens up the door to my
life. Going on vacation and all that good stuff.
Yeah, where are you going on vacation?
But then
how
again,
long are you
I don't
long?
Think I had to worry because years ago, the boys came and said, I don't think the neighbors like us. And I said, well, that's good because we didn't move here to make the neighbors happy. And they said, Dad, we're all for that, you know.
You know, I think it boils back down to it's got to be all about parental supervision and protection. And the parents, if you're going to let your kids have a Facebook page, you've got to be involved.
Coming up next, George Zimmerman, Iran, and Al-Qaeda, all in our focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. No, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Belva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Belva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Belva. Men get it.
Aqua Belva. No,
according to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Belva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Belva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Belva. Men get it.
Aqua Belva.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Schiff.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
We continue now reviewing the hot hits in talk radio. Number 8 this week is the Zimmerman-Martin case. Here's host Bill Carroll talking to legal analyst Evan Brown about George Zimmerman's bond being revoked and if he ought to remain in jail until the actual trial.
His lawyer, I guess, is going to try again to get him out. What's the latest on that?
Well, yeah, they filed another motion with the judge to see if they can have yet another bond hearing. As you may well know, George Zimmerman went back into jail over the weekend because he had his bond revoked, saying that the judge saying that Zimmerman was not exactly truthful when he told him how much money he had in order to be able to pay a bond.
Well, not exactly truthful. The difference between about $135,000 and zero.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. You know, when Zimmerman applied for bond or had asked for bond, petitioned for bond, he said, I don't have any money. My wife doesn't have any money. My family doesn't have any money. We've all been run from our homes, and we've got nothing. And so they set a very low bond amount, which in Florida and much like other places, if you're arrested on probable cause, it's a 10% down that you have to put on your bond. And so they
so cost about $15,000.
And they allowed him to pay that. Well, it turns out that he had all these donations, which we sort of knew about anyway, but they had claimed that they hadn't received the money or wasn't tallied. Well, it turns out he had about $135,000 or so sitting at his disposal that he probably could have used to pay a higher bond amount. So what the lawyer is going to do is they're going to ask the judge to say, look, we really didn't understand what was going on at the time. We were a little scared. We didn't know exactly how this money could be used. So we would like to once again revisit the idea of bond so that Zimmerman doesn't have to wait all this time in jail.
Yeah, I saw his attorney kind of suggesting that he was going to make the argument it was a simple mistake, and he said he wasn't going to apologize until he talked to the judge, because that's the guy who deserves it. But it looks like they're just going to throw themselves at the judge's mercy.
I think so, and I think they're also going to remind the judge, if that's the right word, that this is not someone who's been on the run. Ever since this happened, Zimmerman has been in constant contact with authorities, even when he went into hiding before his arrest, even when the case went to a special prosecutor. He's never been missing, so to speak. So to suggest that he would, and then when all this happened, when his bond was revoked and he was told he had to come back to jail, he came back in without protesting or without fighting or without trying to run.
Up to number seven, and that's once again a visitation to Iran. Host Jimmy Barrett talking to security consultant Craig Gundry about Israel and the U.S. collaborating on a cyber war that's already being waged against Iran.
So how successful was this joint venture?
Until we see what all the final results are going to be, it's difficult to estimate exactly what the final effect is. However, this particular mode of sabotage, as it were, is becoming increasingly frequent, not just with the United States and Israel, but with a number of countries internationally.
So I would think it's probably pretty safe to assume that not only are we using this against countries that we have problems with, but other countries that have problems with us or people in other countries are trying to use it against us as well, right?
Absolutely. Information warfare and electronic warfare has been around for quite some time. However, with the proliferation now of digital technology being the basis for everything from research and development to our economic system to the public information and you name it, electronic warfare is going to become more and more a part of clandestine warfare, but also even high-intensity conflict in the event we should end up in a war, an outright war with Iran or somebody else in the future.
Right. Now, in this particular case, of course, what we were trying to do is, at the very least, delay their ability to create some sort of a nuclear weapon. We don't know how successful that's been. One would guess that they probably did slow them down for a while, but they probably also found a way to fix the problem, right?
Oh, sure. And, after contending with the Stuxnet virus previously, that also had a setback. And we've seen this sort of thing with a number of other different types of similar research and development activities in the past. Basically a form of sabotage, program sabotage.
Number six on the countdown, the drones and the war on terror. Here, host Roberta Jazina talked to terrorism expert Richard Kazeeds about the latest on the war on terror, which includes the killing of Al-Qaeda's number two leader.
Is the war on terror still legitimate? I mean, it just seems that after Osama bin Laden was taken out, I think almost people forgot about the war on terror.
Well, I think that's a mindset that needs to be changed, because terrorism is not something that you can eradicate. Over the years, what I've tried to do is describe it as a lot like arthritis. You can't cure it, but you can diminish its effects with proper diet and exercise. So I think this notion of trying to eliminate it and to think that once bin Laden was killed, that's the end of the story, it's just another turn in a continuously evolving story.
Now, I know you wrote an article for CNN about the drone strikes. Let's talk a little bit about that. Drone strikes coming under a lot of attack recently from some media outlets. Are they still a useful tool in taking out some of these terror suspects?
Well, they are a useful tool. In the context of the CNN piece that I wrote was that, the Pakistanis are extraordinarily concerned and sensitive about the use of drones, view this as essentially a violation of their sovereignty. This whole set of killings comes in the wake of some shift in American emphasis with respect to how to prosecute the war on terror, given the amount of problems that we've had with Pakistan. As you know, the Secretary of Defense Panetta is in India, and some have argued that India should have always been the predominant partner in the war against terror for a variety of different reasons, not the least of which is the instability, political instability and social unrest that we find in Pakistan.
Coming up, the Jerry Sandusky trial ready to start, and a senator weighs in on a lack of a budget. That's up next on the Talk Countdown.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing the top 10, we're at number 5 on the countdown, the trial of Jerry Sandusky. Host David Bloomquist talking to attorney Robert McCoyd about what it took to get a jury this week so the trial could actually get started.
How intellectual of a jury could we possibly get? Because I'm assuming most people are going to have to say they have no idea who Jerry Sandusky is. They have no clue what's going on with this case. That lends me to believe that these individuals don't read the news, don't pay attention to stuff. I mean, it leads me to believe we're going to get some people on there who's not of the most intellectual quality.
Well, let me take issue with that. At least one extent.
Okay.
The test isn't whether they've heard of the case or not. The test isn't whether they know who Jerry Sandusky is, and the test isn't whether they're aware of the allegations. The test is
can they be impartial
in light of all that? Okay. Do they have the capability of keeping an open mind, sitting down, listening to the evidence, not prejudging the case, and base their verdict or render their verdict based upon the evidence that's received in court.
52 criminal counts, 10 boys over 15 years. We have 10 witnesses. The judge just ruled the other day that the witness's identity will be revealed. You have witnesses such as a former wrestling coach who caught Sandusky in a situation with a 10-year-old boy that was not of the best. You have Mike McQuarrie, the assistant coach, again, eyewitness testimony in the shower room. We have a former janitor who now suffers from dementia, who told his boss, who I believe has testified to the grand jury, that he saw Sandusky performing oral sex on him. How does the defense approach this? How is a defense attorney, do you take a case where it seems like the eyewitness testimony and the evidence is so overwhelming? How do you attack it?
Well, you have to evaluate each individual accuser. You have to look at the strength of the allegation. You have to examine whether or not there is corroborating eyewitness testimony. Now, you made reference to several purported eyewitnesses, including mm-hmm. McQuarrie. Not each one of these accusers, and they are accusers, and it does offend me that the term victim is used, because that presupposes the existence of a fact that hasn't been proven yet. Whether they're victims or not, it's up for the jury to determine. Okay, at this juncture, they're accusers. You need to evaluate the strength of the evidence on a per-accuser basis and find out if there is, for example, any physical evidence that corroborates the allegation. You have to determine if there's any third-party eyewitness testimony.
Number 4 on the countdown, the economy and the budget battle, from affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana. Host Dave Gratian talks to Senator David Vitter of Louisiana about Congress's inability to get a budget passed.
Budget-wise, I know that I was talking to Congressman Alexander, the wrangling is still going on with that, the farm bill and all the other stuff. You guys pretty much just are waiting for that to come down the pike, right?
Well, the farm bill is on the Senate floor right now.
Oh,
we're
yes,
debating that and working on that right now, so that's before us. The budget, unfortunately, is not. Harry Reid has actually refused to bring a budget to the Senate floor in well over 1,000 days, and it's just ridiculous. It's an inconvenience for him. It's difficult votes for his members, but that's a fundamental responsibility of the Congress. It's actually in law. It's a legal requirement, and he's just blown past that and ignored that.
Whatever happened to this special committee that was put together that was going to work out the problems with the budget and everything?
It was put together, and it failed to work out the problem. It was put together. It had a set timeline that basically expired at the end of last year.
They just had the same basic deadlock? Is that what it was?
Yes, it was deadlocked. It was unable to come up with a solution that got majority votes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Republicans, Senate Republicans on it, I think, went quite a bit of ways, and they agreed to some tax increases. They agreed to some things that, quite frankly, would not have been popular in the Senate Republican conference among some folks, but they agreed to some tax increases, but it was still deadlocked. As a result of that, because of the legislation that put that super committee together, there will be automatic cuts happening on January 1st.
So the budget situation is the fourth most talked about topic this week on our talk radio countdown. So let's recap here. Aftermath of the Edwards trial is 10. Facebook Jr. is 9. Zimmerman Martin case is 8. 7 is Iran. Number 6, the war on terror. Number 5, the trial of Jerry Sandusky. The economy and the budget, number 4. So, we will be back in a moment with numbers 3, 2, and 1 here on the countdown.
And now, Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
After a long day at the office, all I want to do when I get home is watch a little TV. Is that asking too much? But by the time I'm home, somebody's already hogging it. And if I try to record my favorite shows for later, my DVR tells me it's full and can't record anything else. When did TV become such a hassle? Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right. One HD DVR, four rooms of shows. And with the Hopper's Primetime Anytime feature, I set the DVR once and watch my local primetime shows in HD for up to 8 days after they've aired. Now I'll never miss my favorites again. Four rooms of TV and a complete DVR experience for my entire home. The Hopper's not only a cool idea, it's a great deal. And it's only from Dish. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Recording capacity limited in select markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 248-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, we have the three biggest items to discuss here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Yes, the week ending Friday, the 8th of June. And at number three, Syria. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to Middle East correspondent Emily Wither about reports of another massacre in Syria.
There are reports of a new massacre in Syria. Human Rights Watchdog saying today that pro-regime militia members swept through a village, killed dozens of people, again, including women and children, and, of course, President al-Assad denying the allegations. Emily, we have any confirmation on whether this story is accurate or not?
Well, as ever with news coming out of Syria, we have to rely on reports from activists that are on the ground that have built up a network for getting news out of the country. And right now they are claiming that this massacre that's thought to have killed at least 78 people in a village in central Hama province was carried out by armed government thugs, militiamen known as the Shabia. Now, it's also the Shabia that are thought to have been behind that other massacre that killed up to 100 civilians a few weeks ago in Hawla. It bears very similar hallmarks to that attack. And the activists say that yet again, this time, most of the dead were women and children. Now, the opposition are claiming this. However, the Syrian government, as they also did with that other attack in Hawla, have denied that they have any responsibility for it. They say the claims are absolutely baseless. However, very interestingly, Charlie, I should say that those UN peace monitors on the ground in Syria have gone to the scene to try and investigate what exactly has happened and to try and back up those claims. And the Syrian army is preventing them from entering that village because of safety reasons. Though it looks a little fishy, if you ask me.
And in addition to that, all of this happens as the U.S. continues to demand a full transfer of power. And you still got your familiar standoff, Russia, China, still against intervention and regime change.
They certainly are. I mean, we could have been having this conversation, guys, a couple of months ago. Really, nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is more people are losing their lives, despite the massacres and some of the really brutal attacks that we've seen in recent weeks. Russia, Iran, and China still say that they do not support forced regime change in the country or military intervention. So this really means that the international community's hands are completely tied. Now, International Envoy Kofi Annan will be briefing the UN today and speaking to the Security Council. Now, it is expected that he's going to have to acknowledge this time that his peace plan, the ceasefire, just simply isn't working. The government is ignoring it. The rebels have said that they're no longer observing it because they need to defend the people. And some Gulf nations have come out as well this week and said that they don't hold any hope for it anymore. So the international community really has to come up with a plan B very quickly.
Now let's get some talk radio caller reaction on whether or not it's time for us to get involved in Syria.
My question is always when I hear this is why is it that our country can support rebels going against the government in their own country and we assume that the government there deserves that the people should be armed and trying to kill the leaders of the country. Can we do that in this country? We would be murdered in the street as well if we became rebels taking arms up against our government. And where are these rebels getting these arms as well? I just feel that no American should die in that situation. And if we get involved militarily, we will die and we will be killing Syrian civilians.
I had the same opinion when we got involved in Libya. And, you know, today there's a story in the front page of the New York Times, which I read, most of 10 allies joined the U.S. to move to expel Syria diplomats. And, you know, it seems right now maybe diplomacy is the best way to do it. We'll see how far they dig their heels in over there in Syria, the people who, you know, are doing this to their own people, whoever they are. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint who's responsible here. I'm sure there's a lot more than a dozen people responsible, you know. So anyway, you know, I just don't think that it's our role right now when all these other countries are involved, too. I mean, like in Libya, here's why I draw comparisons, because in Libya, it's pretty much the same thing was kind of happening, except for, you know, Gaddafi was an admitted terrorist. You know, he admitted hiring that guy who was in the Scottish jail who planted the bomb on the plane, and then they let the guy out of jail, and then he dies, and, you know, we don't know what happened to Gaddafi, but I think it might be a little different in Syria, but not much.
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery on Memorial Day to put flowers on my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation. My God. It's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
Number two, the presidential race, next up on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide, but talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more.
Long drive on the
And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all its favorites, like Levi's jeans, Kenmore grills, Craftsman tools, and an LG 50-inch HD TV for just $499.99. That's the lowest price ever. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Restrictions apply. See store details.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus, your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer Skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Number two, pretty unusual. Usually it's number one. But number two this week is the 2012 presidential race. Wolf Blitzer talked to Bill Clinton about his remarks earlier this week. And a lot of Republicans took as a sign that he, Clinton, doesn't support Obama.
Some of your critics have said, you know, the former president is undermining the current president for whatever reason.
Look, in 2008, when he ran for president and defeated Hillary in the primaries, I did 40 events for him, 40 in the election. In 2012, I have done these major fundraisers. I have spoken up for him whenever I could. I have told people repeatedly. I think he's done a good job, a really good job under very trying circumstances, and better than some people give him credit for. And I've strongly committed to his reelection. And I just regret that my instinct, though, you know me, I don't think I should have to say bad things about Governor Romney personally to disagree with him politically. The fact that I was complimentary of his success as a business person doesn't mean that I think that he should be elected and President Obama shouldn't.
Talkos Jay Weber with rumors that Romney is set to pick Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker as his running mate.
You could have expected this, though. Now that Scott Walker has survived his recall election, in fact beaten Barrett by a wide margin in a real triumph, he already has pundits talking about Vice President Walker. Good Lord. Not that he wouldn't be a good VP candidate, but he's just solidified his governor's chair, and he still has work to do for Wisconsin here. I don't think he'd even be interested in this if Mitt Romney asked, but that isn't going to stop the speculation. Mark Thiessen is a conservative author who's been on the show before, and he says there's a real angle here to be played because he believes Barack Obama is afraid of Scott Walker. He points to the short helicopter ride away from Wisconsin that President Obama was this weekend. He attended events in Minnesota and traveled to Chicago. He flew over Wisconsin twice, but he didn't stop. He notes that Obama hasn't set foot in Wisconsin for months and asks why. Well, he says the answer is inescapable. Barack Obama is afraid of Scott Walker. Obama's still popular in Wisconsin. Why not spend some of that political capital to help Tom Barrett defeat Walker on Tuesday? Well, because, he says, Walker and Obama share a lot of the same moderate slash independent voters, he believes. And that's what these on the left are suggesting some of the exit polls show that there is an overlap here. Even though Walker won on Tuesday, that Obama still leads Mitt Romney, even among those voters who voted Walker in. He says, not only did Obama not show up, his campaign is desperately trying to distance him from the Wisconsin recall effort because of this. It is precisely because Obama remains popular in Wisconsin that he has not come to campaign for Walker's opponent, Thiessen says. There are a significant number of independents in Wisconsin who support both Scott Walker and Barack Obama. The president doesn't want to alienate those voters by getting into a fight with Walker. The last thing Obama wants is to force those Walker-Obama independents to choose between them. But Thiessen says that is where someone has to force them to choose. Mitt Romney. That's precisely where Romney should put Scott Walker on the GOP ticket in November. To force those independents to choose. Putting Walker on the GOP ticket would make Romney instantly competitive in Wisconsin, he says, and it would force President Obama to spend time and resources defending the state he expects to be an easy win in November. And even if Obama succeeded in narrowly holding on to Wisconsin, that fight for it would divert precious resources from other battleground states. And if the Republican ticket did pull an upset in Wisconsin, well, Obama's chances for a second term would be slim to none. That is because of this belief that people have that Wisconsin is critical to Barack Obama's reelection chances. Every map that the Obama team has put out for reelection, every electoral map that they've put out, they've got five or six different scenarios in which they claim he can win. Well, every one of them includes Wisconsin. So that's why there's so much focus on Wisconsin and this presidential race this week. You might be wondering, well, why is there all this attention? Well, because on the President Obama team's radar, Wisconsin plays a big role. They have these five different ways that Barack Obama can win, these five different scenarios if he wins this state and he wins this but he loses that. Well, all of them has Wisconsin as a blue state.
Here's radio man Steve Gruber talking to former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson about his uphill battle as an independent presidential candidate.
You were a candidate for the Republican nomination here earlier this year. You know, didn't get treated quite fairly in our last conversation you explained to us. But now here in Michigan, apparently you're not being treated particularly fairly here either, not even going to appear on the ballot. What happened?
Well, I think you will see Gary Johnson on the ballot at a minimum, and you can stay tuned for that. But it may not be me. I am Gary E. Johnson, but there's also a libertarian Gary E. Johnson from Austin, Texas, who may actually be the libertarian candidate on the ballot in Michigan, which has obvious ramifications if you vote for Gary E. Johnson.
Wow. It gets more confusing all the time. Which Gary Johnson do I select? Is it Gary E. or Gary this? You know,
Gary E. Yeah, pick Gary E. Johnson. We don't have to change the. Anyway, that's potentially in the offing. I don't know if it's been completely bottomed out that. I am not going to be on the ballot, but I do think it's unfair. And of course, it's politics. It's the attorney general. It's the secretary of state. It's the two old parties not wanting me on the ballot, which that's just the way that all of this gets played.
That's not very neighborly now, is it?
I would like the two of you to check out my new ad that came out yesterday and tell me what you both think. But it's I think if you Google Gary Johnson Be a Libertarian with me, new ad, it'll come right up, and I'd love to get your input on it.
So, number one, you're wondering what it is? I'll tell you in a moment here on the countdown.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one on the countdown this week, the recall election in Wisconsin. Host John McCurry talked to Governor Walker about his plans to unite Wisconsin now and move the state forward after this bitter and kind of divisive recall process.
Are you confident that as bitter and as tough as this has been the last year that you will be able to come together and we'll all be able to govern and move the state forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, my wife was the one who suggested, I think it was a great idea to have everybody over for the bottom burners, because I think the first step is just kind of easing the tension, getting back. I mean, years ago, I had great relationships when I was in the assembly in fact, Senator Miller was in the assembly with me there, and we worked together on a number of things, and I have with other lawmakers, and I think we can do that. The issues that are coming up in the forefront in the next year are going to be issues related to helping small businesses grow jobs, improving the overall quality of life for our citizens, and even specific things like trying to help manufacturers like the one I was at today find workers with the skill sets needed to fill those jobs. Those are things that are not highly partisan. Those are things we can easily work together on, I have no doubt.
Governor, if Van Wongard ends up losing his Senate seat, what would that mean in terms of what you may be able to accomplish in the next 5 months?
Well, not a whole lot, just because, as a lot of folks know, I mean, right now, between now and the end of the year, their legislative session is out. So the only reason the state Senate and Assembly would come back in as a whole would be either for a special or an extraordinary session. They're not likely to call an extraordinary session with a split legislative between Republicans in control of the Assembly, and if this were to happen, Democrats in control of the Senate. And special session, to me, I only call it for things where there was pretty broad-based consensus on. And so the only chance that we'd be coming back is if we could work out a deal on a couple of these issues where there's an interest in making some changes to improve the business climate. And on the rest of things we'll be working on, that's why I met with my cabinet as well today, was to talk about things that make it easier, that don't require a law change, but make it easier for small businesses to grow and expand in Wisconsin.
So could it impact what you want to do from the standpoint that you're unlikely to call them back, or they're unlikely to call an extraordinary session and get things accomplished because they may not control the Senate?
Yeah, the biggest thing that might have happened in the next 6 months or so might be a piece of legislation to streamline the process for safe and environmentally sound mining. But I felt all along our goal is to try and work out something where we could get both Democrat and Republican senators to vote for it. I think there was an interest from at least 2 to 3 Senate Democrats, but there was just such tremendous pressure before the election to not have any sort of a victory, and the pressure was coming from Washington. Well, that's moved on. That's not there anymore. And I think if we can reach out and work with a number of senators, we can get something passed. And whether it happens now or it happens 6 or 7 months from now, a lot of it just depends on the process. But I don't think there's any barriers right now towards moving the state forward. The things we would be doing are things we can do within the cabinet and within our offices.
Here's what some of the talk radio callers listening to the program over the week had to say about the recall election.
Wisconsin was the start of the public unions. That's where it all started. The Wisconsin public union members, their retirement benefits are 4.5 times as large as Wisconsin residents that work in the private sector. And guess who's paying for that? The private sector employees. Enough is enough. As a matter of fact, 90% of these government workers should be kicked out and let get a job in the real world like everybody else. We should need to cut the size of federal, local, and state government by 90%. This is so out of control. I live here in Connecticut. We are being bankrupt by these public unions. They all should be smashed, destroyed, and let get a job in the real world.
It is not anti-union. It is anti-public employee union. You continue to state it like it's just a labor versus the rest of us, and it's not. It's just simply not. FDR, the patron saint of the Democrat Party, could see the difference in public and private, and he was absolutely against any public employee unions. They should be abolished across the nation.
What happened in Wisconsin is very scary. I mean, this proves that money can buy an election. Walker and his friends outspent the opposition by 7-1. Tons of money coming in from big business and the wealthy to support his union-busting agenda. And the second point I would like to make is, the Republicans keep saying this is about public unions. Don't believe it. Don't fall for that con. This is about lowering the wages and the benefits of all average Americans, all working Americans. They're starting out with the unions, and if they can break the unions, then they can go after everybody else. America better wake up before it's too late.
So recall is the most talked about item on talk radio this week. Aftermath of the Edwards trial is at 10 as we recap. Facebook for Children is number 9. The Zimmerman-Martin case, number 8. Number 7 is Iran. Number 6, the drones and the war on terror. Number 5, the Jerry Sandusky trial. Number 4, the economy and the budget. Number 3, Syria. Number 2, the presidential race. And the Wisconsin recall election is on the top spot this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.